that it's happening if this organisation gets off the ground, as I'm sure it will, with such very good response this evening. I was talking this morning to a journalist in Birmingham, an associate producer actually in the BBC, he isn't any longer. He told me this story about a programme that was being produced on the BBC, which was going to have one of those discussions, you know what I mean, when there are 14 or 15 people all sitting on a bank and the interviewer comes and asks them their point of view. And apparently it was insisted from the very highest echelons in the BBC that Beacon and the organiser of the BNP should be among this audience. And the people who were making this programme were chiefly black people. It was a multicultural unit that was making the programme, and there was a great deal of unease in it. And people started to organise about it, to do something about it. And they started to ring up the other people who'd been asked to go on the programme. Keith Vaz, for instance, the Labour MP, was one of them. He was persuaded to go on. At the same time as they did it, the General Secretary of the Transport General Workers Union, Bill Morris, made a speech at the Labour Party conference saying, he'd written to Bert to complain about the coverage that had been given to fascists in Libya. And that all coalesced and got to the situation where the only two people left in the respective audience were the fascists, and they were had their invitation withdrawn. Now that arose precisely as a result of people feeling that they could do something about it. The chap I spoke to this morning says, if we had an organisation which we could go to in those circumstances and say, this is happening, what can we do, how can we share, how we can share our experience with other people, it would have made it even easier to do that. That was a success, a good story, and without our organisation, if we had an organisation, we feel many more things like that would happen. Now, the other thing he said to me, this young man, he said, the BECTU was excellent throughout this operation. The Broadcasting Union helped them, inspired them, gave them the confidence to have meetings and so on. And so we've invited a representative from BECTU, Yurik Singh, who's going to speak briefly about being a representative from BECTU in the BBC.
I'd better say that I'm not a representative of BECTU in the sense that I'm not representing BECTU's view, but I'm speaking in a personal capacity. I am a BECTU branch secretary. I want to focus on a few things, really, that have already been talked about. First of all, when Victoria was talking about balance, see, how does that work inside the broadcast media? See, it's not just about balance, and I think this is one of the problems that we have. The forces that drive TV production, and in particular news and current affairs, is how do you get the huge audience? How do you have what sort of gimmick do you have to ensure that people will watch? What's the new twist to the story? I even had a black colleague telling me of a program she used to work on, which I won't name, in which the producer was saying, "All right, well let's look at this Becton thing a different way. Let's start from, those Bengalis really brought it on themselves. Now hang on, they've introduced a different culture to the area. You know, there's all these smells, and they're wandering around with their children, and basically they've angered the local population. Let's start from that sort of direction, and then this will be a completely post-fascist, wonderfully watchable, exciting program." This is the agenda of some of the sort of tabloid news and current affairs broadcasting that we're getting now across television. And that's across the networks. I hope John Burr's not listening. Because that's where I work, unfortunately. Anyway, I think the other thing is that the sorts of things that people don't realise, journalists particularly, and other broadcasters, These are well-meaning people, people who are liberal people, who are even radical liberals, dare I say, who really think that all we've got to do is to tell the story. What we do is tell the story, everyone will hear the story, we'll tell it well, and it'll be fine. And what they don't realise is it's not about how well the script is written. It's about the way the medium works on the audience, and the immense amount of research that's been done on how the medium works on the audience. You see, because people don't watch your story from A to B. They actually select what fits with what they want to believe. That's the research that's out there. somebody to go and have a look at. And people won't take this into account. I think the second thing is that people who say, well, let's have somebody on, and they'll condemn themselves out of their own mouths. What they don't realise is that they're assuming here a tendency amongst the audience towards anti-racism, that somehow the audience is automatically sympathetic to an anti-racist argument. And again, if you look at the surveys of social attitudes, clearly that's not the case. And clearly that's not the case in a situation in which the fascist parties are actually targeting people who are feeling vulnerable, after years and years, decade or more of Tory party rule, in which the sorts of things that people had fought for, working people had fought for, are disappearing. The right to a decent house, the right to a decent job, the right to have a contract that lasts beyond 6 months, you know, that sort of thing. The right to have a National Health Service, all those things are the things that fascists are targeting. In that situation, if the fascist speaker is saying something that addresses that, and he's being barracked by an interviewer about race, who are the audience going to listen to who are worried about those issues? I think it also fails to understand that often what happens in the interview is that you start talking about the detail of the race. What's the race element? What's the racism here? Instead of about the way in which the crisis of society impacts on what is going on, and the way in which fascism feeds upon that crisis. See, whatever the interviewer does in an interview situation, the audience get the idea that this is a legitimate political party. I watched something the other night, a Newsnight report, about the BNP standing in Bradford, and they had this all this sort of pre-stuff about, you know, racist attacks. Somebody had spoken, the BNP had done in the area, there'd been racist attacks, somebody had been hospitalised, and people's shops had been, windows had been broken, somebody's house had been vandalised. And then they had the BNP agent sitting in a nice studio, talking, nice, well-dressed, well-spoken, talking about, well, really, the BNP is not a violent party. None of our members commit violence, and we don't condone it. Of course they're going to say that. So what comes across the audience is that this is another political party, and they're getting a hard time from that stroppy middle-class interviewer. I think another dreadful program I listened to, this on the radio this time, was one of the programs in the Moral Maze series, where they actually had Edmonds speaking. And they had Edmonds, and they had a rabbi Hugo Green, and they had Edward Pierce, I think, of The Guardian, another Guardian personality, who was in this very hall 3 years ago. And the whole thing was just an advert for this fascist. And not only could he say that six million didn't really die to the rabbi, he was also able to paint himself as the victim of Edward Pierce's sneering. Because the tactic used by Edward Pierce was to say that really he was just a snivelling little wretch, not answering his arguments, not challenging, not talking about the general issues, but really to attack him on a very personal level. And I can imagine what the sympathies of some people in the audience might have been in that situation. See, I think there is a moral question here for journalists, because people keep talking about the moral question. But it's not about free speech. It's about whether, as a journalist or a broadcaster, you want to be instrumental in the rise of racism and fascism, and to see, as Seamus Milne was saying, more black people murdered on the streets, or whether you want to be party to its defeat.